Okay, so you sent us a ton of stuff about this 2024 congressional hackathon. And for those of you who haven't heard of it, it's this 5-hour event that's held in the US Capitol.
Right in the Capitol building.
And it's all about finding ways to use technology to make Congress work better.
I think what's really striking is the bipartisan support for it.
Oh, yeah.
You have people like House Speaker Mike Johnson,
Yeah.
House Democratic Leader Hakeem Jeffries,
Of course.
and even the CAO, Katherine Spindor, all participating.
It really shows that both sides agree that Congress needs to modernize.
Totally. And
Right.
it's not about, one party getting ahead.
Yeah.
It's about making sure the institution itself is working well.
Absolutely. So our mission today is to go deep into this hackathon report. We want to pull out the coolest and most impactful ideas
I like it.
for improving how Congress works.
Cool.
We'll focus on the big themes: artificial intelligence, modern committees, legislative data, constituent services, constituent communications, and cybersecurity. Let's start with the one that's really on everyone's mind: AI.
Definitely. I think what's amazing is how many practical uses for AI they came up with.
Yeah.
The report lists several top recommendations.
Yeah.
One is to use AI for sentiment analysis of public opinion,
Okay.
particularly on social media. The idea is to figure out what issues people really care about
Oh, I see
and
now.
then, use that to decide what legislation to work on.
That's pretty powerful, being able to see in real time what your constituents are worried about. And then there's the idea of a congressional large language model.
An
It
LLM.
sounds like a huge project.
It is. The idea is to train an AI model using congressional data.
Interesting. What kind of data?
So think about things like the congress.gov API.
What's that?
It's basically a way for computers to easily access all the data on Congress's website.
Okay.
Then you have floor videos, social media videos, even the specific jargon they use on Capitol Hill.
I see.
Combine that with things like census data, and you have an AI that's really knowledgeable about the legislative environment.
Wow. So it wouldn't just be some general AI. It
Exactly.
would be one specifically tailored to Congress.
Yeah.
Now, here's where it gets really interesting. They also talked about having secure AI systems for non-public congressional data, things like internal strategy documents and confidential communications.
Right. It's super important to keep that information safe.
For sure. They also mentioned using AI for real-time sentiment analysis of member opinions on different topics.
That could really change how we understand what's going on in Congress.
Right. Imagine being able to see how different members feel about an issue in real time.
It would give us a more data-driven way to figure out where everyone stands.
And, that could then affect how coalitions are formed and how legislative strategies are planned.
Absolutely.
Right.
It could make things a lot more strategic and efficient.
Okay, so it wasn't all about internal operations. They also had a bunch of ideas about how AI could improve communication with constituents.
Right. One big recommendation was to use AI to streamline constituent communications, bringing together data from all the different channels, emails, social media, phone calls,
So it would be easier to understand what a constituent is asking about.
and easier to respond to them.
That would save congressional staff so much
It
time.
would free up time for them to focus on more complex issues.
They also talked about providing real-time updates to constituents on topics they care about.
Yeah, based on what their members are doing.
That's really cool.
It would keep people informed without them having to constantly search for updates.
So instead of waiting for constituents to reach out, Congress could be proactively sharing information with them.
Exactly.
They also proposed AI translation services for constituent correspondence and automated casework triaging.
Right, which would make things much more efficient and accessible for people who don't speak English.
I was just thinking that the translation services would be a game changer for so many people.
Definitely.
AI and casework was another big area.
Yeah, they talked about using it for sentiment analysis and identifying nationwide trends.
So you could see if certain types of casework are becoming more common across the country.
Exactly. But they did emphasize the need for common data standards to make that work.
Makes sense. The data has to be consistent if you want to compare it.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's just apples and oranges.
Now, Speaker Johnson seemed really excited about AI.
He did. He gave some great examples of how it's being used in the military.
Oh, yeah. Like operating planes and inspecting aircraft.
And in medicine, for things like precision cancer treatment.
Those are some powerful examples.
They really show how transformative AI can be.
And Congressman Overnulty mentioned the bipartisan AI task force. AI.
So they're thinking about the bigger picture, too.
The wider implications and how to implement AI responsibly.
Exactly.
Okay, so the lightning round proposals were just packed with AI ideas.
So many cool ideas.
We had BillBot, which visualizes the impact of amendments.
Makes it easier to understand what those changes would actually do.
Casefile.ai is like a one-stop shop for constituent needs with an AI chatbot.
Imagine being able to get all your questions answered by an AI.
And Retrieval Augmented Legislation lets you have a natural language conversation with a bill.
That's awesome.
And it can even show you how the bill would affect different stakeholders.
That would be so useful for understanding complex legislation.
And there were even more. AI curated bill summaries with context, bills, 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 for detecting duplicate legislation.
Wow.
The Constituent Roundup, which summarizes key issues from constituent communications.
Makes sense.
And a House AI solutions platform to make it easier for staff to create their own AI tools.
It sounds like AI was definitely the star of the show.
It definitely seems like it.
And if you look at the AI breakout groups, they were focused on three main areas. Improving the legislative process, improving communication with constituents, and making casework more efficient.
So using AI to identify problems, streamline operations, and ultimately serve the public better.
That's the big picture.
Let's shift gears now and talk about modern committees.
Sure.
They had some interesting recommendations about how committees function and how they engage with the public.
One key focus was on increasing accessibility and public engagement.
Makes sense.
Like the recommendation to hold more field hearings.
Okay. So instead of just having hearings in D.C., they would have them in communities across the country.
That way more people could participate.
And the push for hybrid in-person and virtual hearings?
Yeah. It would make things more accessible for people who can't travel to D.C.
Both for the public and for expert witnesses.
It would broaden participation and bring in a wider range of perspectives.
Then there was this idea to modernize C-SPAN.
Oh, yeah.
Turn it into something more like YouTube with AI features.
That would be a huge upgrade. Imagine having live discussions about legislation.
And being able to easily track the progress of bills.
It would make C-SPAN so much more interactive and informative.
They also proposed a standardized ticketing system for constituent concerns.
Like GitHub issues, but for constituent feedback.
It would be a way to document and track these issues more effectively.
And make the whole process more transparent.
Plus, if these concerns were visible publicly, it could help communities identify shared challenges and potential solutions.
That's a really interesting idea.
Then there's the idea of sending questionnaires to experts.
Okay.
Like they do in the UK Parliament.
It would be a way to get structured feedback on key policy topics.
Beyond just relying on hearing testimony.
It would allow Congress to proactively gather insights from experts.
And use that knowledge to make better decisions.
They also talked about using an open source approach to standardize scheduling and information management across committees.
Oh, that's a cool idea.
So external developers could help create tools to improve consistency and efficiency.
It's a great way to leverage the expertise of the tech community.
And it fits in with what Representative Kilmer said about institutionalizing and expanding technology initiatives.
He's been a big advocate for modernizing Congress.
All right, let's move on to legislative data.
It sounds like there's a real need for better organization and accessibility of this information.
There is. A lot of it is scattered and difficult to find.
One proposal was to create a system for managing congressional sign-on and oversight letters.
Right now, it's a real pain to keep track of those things.
They're often just managed through emails and spreadsheets.
A searchable archive with automated deadline tracking would be a huge help.
It would save so much time and effort.
And the call to standardize and centralize committee data?
Yeah.
That's essential for ensuring consistency and timeliness.
If the data is all over the place, it's hard to analyze it effectively.
And it's hard to be transparent about what's going on.
And if we think back to our conversation about AI.
Uh-huh.
The quality of this legislative data is crucial for training AI models.
If the data is bad, the AI won't be very useful.
So it all starts with good data management.
Definitely.
They also talked about giving constituents control over the transfer of their personal data.
Oh, that's a good one.
So if someone moves to a different district, their data could easily be transferred to their new representative.
It would make things so much smoother for constituents.
And fast-tracking the publication of hearing transcripts.
Yeah. That would be a big win for transparency.
Researchers, journalists, and the public would have much faster access to this information.
It would allow people to engage with committee work in a more timely manner.
And finally, they proposed universal data standards for Congress.
I like that idea.
And a centralized list of all data sources with a clear tagging system.
It would make it so much easier to find the data you need.
The Legislative Data Breakout Group really highlighted the problems with inconsistent committee data.
Yeah. And the lack of a congress.gov for letters.
Right now, there's no central place to find that information.
They suggested assigning PII to constituents to make data transfer easier,
Interesting. It's all about establishing better data management practices.
which is really foundational for everything Congress does.
Now let's talk about constituent services.
Okay.
It's all about making it easier for people to get the help they need. The main recommendation was to create a dedicated filter on house.gov.
Or even a whole separate website called constituents.gov.
The idea is to have one central place where people can find everything.
Flag requests, casework assistance, all of it.
The Constituent Services Breakout Group pointed out that a lot of people don't even know where to start.
I can see that.
So a centralized platform would be a huge help.
It would make things so much simpler for constituents.
And for the staff who are trying to help them.
For everyone involved.
Let's move on to constituent communications,
Okay.
how Congress communicates with the people.
Right.
They had some ideas for improving this too.
One big challenge is the sheer volume of messages that congressional offices get.
It's overwhelming.
They proposed using AI to categorize and prioritize those messages.
Okay, so AI could tell the difference between a personal inquiry and a general campaign email.
Yeah, it would help staff allocate their time more effectively.
That way, important messages don't get lost in the flood.
And they talked about creating a standardized survey tool
Well, that's a good idea.
to proactively gather opinions from a wider range of constituents.
So instead of just hearing from the most vocal people, they could get a more representative sample of public opinion.
It would give them a better understanding of what their constituents really think.
There was also a lightning round proposal called Digital Buzz.
I remember that one.
It was about exploring new digital communication channels.
Reaching people where they are.
The constituent communications breakout groups really emphasized the importance of effort in, effort out.
Meaning that the quality of your communication depends on the effort you put into it.
Right. And they talked about the need for better CRM tools
Customer relationship management.
to help manage all those communications.
And they thought AI could play a role in that too.
Okay, last but not least, let's talk about cybersecurity,
This is a big one.
especially for an institution that deals with so much sensitive information.
Absolutely.
They recommended implementing comprehensive AI governance frameworks.
To make sure AI is being used responsibly and securely.
Given all the talk about AI, that seems pretty important.
It is. We need to make sure AI is being used ethically and that it's not creating new vulnerabilities.
They also stress the importance of staff training.
Yeah, to keep up with the latest digital threats.
The cybersecurity landscape is constantly changing.
So you need to constantly be learning and adapting.
And they called for greater collaboration with the private sector.
Private companies often have the most cutting-edge cybersecurity expertise
So it makes sense to work together.
to share knowledge and best practices.
They also proposed developing certification standards to protect government data.
That would help ensure a baseline level of security across the board.
Speaker Johnson himself warned about the potential dangers of AI.
Yeah, and the need to protect America from its adversaries.
So cybersecurity is definitely a top priority.
It has to be. The stakes are too high to ignore it.
The Cybersecurity Breakout Group discussed the threat from foreign actors, the balance between transparency and security,
It's a tough balance.
and the need for strong government policies and public-private partnerships.
It's a complex issue with no easy answers.
There were a few other interesting points in the report.
Oh, yeah. Like what?
The development of LegIDEX, a legislative branch-wide staff directory.
That sounds useful. It would make it easier for people to connect with each other.
And the House website's 508 compliance push.
Making websites accessible for people with disabilities.
That's really important.
It is. It's about making sure everyone can access government information and services.
Then we had Inaug Tracker for managing inauguration tickets.
I remember that one.
DealMaker, an app for analyzing bills and predicting votes.
That sounds interesting.
And even suggesting compromises. And
Wow.
Policy Dreamer, a tool for envisioning future policy scenarios.
It's great to see them thinking outside the box.
Representative Kilmer mentioned that HouseCal, the centralized house calendar, actually came from a previous hackathon.
That's awesome. It shows that these events can lead to real change.
We also heard from Congressman Hoyer about the bipartisan nature of the hackathon.
It's not about Democrats versus Republicans.
It's about improving Congress as a whole.
Exactly.
CAO Spindor talked about the importance of implementing past recommendations.
So it's not just about coming up with ideas.
It's about actually putting them into action.
Making a real difference.
Representative Obanaldi highlighted AI's potential to boost productivity.
Yeah, and make government more efficient.
And Representative Kilmer pointed out Congress's low public approval rating.
It's no secret that people are frustrated with Congress.
He stressed the urgent need for modernization.
To regain public trust.
And he announced a resolution to establish a congressional modernization competition.
That's exciting. Could really drive innovation.
So to sum up, the Congressional Hackathon is a valuable platform for generating innovative ideas.
Definitely.
Especially technology-driven solutions.
And there's a clear focus on using AI to improve how Congress works.
These proposed changes are all about making Congress more efficient, transparent, and responsive to the people.
It's about leveraging technology to strengthen the connection between citizens and their representatives.
So here's something to think about. Given how fast technology is evolving,
it's changing at an incredible pace.
How will Congress need to adapt in the long term?
It's a big question.
Are these hackathon ideas just the first step?
I think they are. There's a lot more work to be done.
Will Congress need to fundamentally change its structure and processes?
It's possible. We need to be open to new ways of doing things.
To really meet the challenges of the 21st century.
And seize the opportunities.
Thanks for joining us for this deep dive.
It's been a pleasure.
We hope you found it insightful.
I certainly did.
And thought-provoking.
Absolutely.
Thanks for listening.
Thanks, everyone.